Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for paying the ultimate price for our sins with your sacrifice, dying on the cross for us. Help us never to take light of what you've done for us and always remember the grace and love you have for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God, we praise you and thank you for this precious gift you have given us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lord, we lift up Sri Lanka to you and all those that have been affected by the bombings this morning. We pray for the victims over there who are suffering injury and loss. God, may you be present there to comfort the grieving and heal the hurt. God, we praise you for you are risen. We thank you that through your defeat of death, we are given new life. We pray that your healing power will be evident through all the chaos and hurt in this world, and that our lives can be used to glorify you. Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you, worship team. Wonderful songs.
多謝領詩嘅弟兄姊妹帶領我哋唱詩。
It's always a challenge to prepare the Easter sermon, especially as I have to preach almost every year on Easter.
咁咧，但係做呢個復活節嘅講道咧係唔容易嘅。
So today we will have I'm preaching on the book of Ezekiel.
今日咧，我哋會睇以西結書。
So do we have the scripture ready?Okay, so it's all English, right? No Chinese? Okay, in this case, let's all rise, just read the English version. Okay, chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Okay, ready, go. The man brought me back to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of this temple.Toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to that outer gate facing east. And the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand,He measured off 1,000 cubits, and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits, and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000, and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water has risen.And was deep enough to swim in
a river that no one could cross.
He asked me, Son of man, do you see this? And he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the outAnd then it entered the sea. When it entered into the sea, the water was fresh. A swarm of living creatures will wherever the river flows. There will be a large submerged, because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore.From an gate to an, there will be prayer for supernet. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But the swarm and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. For trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river.
their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them.
Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing.
Let's pray.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋感謝你。
Thank you because you are a risen Lord.
我哋感謝你，因為你為我哋嚟到呢個復活。
I pray that you will be with us this morning.
我哋求主你今日與我哋同在。
As we study the book of Ezekiel, I pray your Holy Spirit will be teaching us.
我哋藉著呢個以西結書，求聖靈你親自嘅教導我哋。
This morning is a happy day, a happy morning because you are risen.
今日是一个喜乐的早晨，因为主你已经复活了。
Let us all celebrate you are the risen Lord.
我们一起庆祝，因为你是那位复活的主。
I pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Maybe Pastor Chong will read again on the Cantonese.
好，我们用粤语呢再读一次今天的经文。经文以西结书第四十七章一至十二节是这样说。他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，这水从槛下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千爪，使我淌过水，水到这个蛙子骨。他又量了一千爪，使我淌过水，水就到膝；再量了一千爪，使我淌过水，水便到腰；又量了一千爪，水便成了河，使我不能淌过，因为水势涨起，成为可服的水，不可淌的河。他对我说：人子啊，你看见了什么？他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边和那边的岸上有极多的树木。他对我说：这水往东方流去，必下到阿拉巴，直到海。所发出来的水必流入盐海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流出来的水，必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所流到之处，百物都必生活，必有渔夫站在河边，从引基底直到引以甲连，都作晒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多，只是泥泞之地和爪哇之处不得自好，必为盐地。在河这边和那边的岸上，必生长各种的树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。
Okay. So the message that Ezekiel preached can be divided into two parts.
以西结的信息可以分为两部分。
The first part is to condemn the sins of Israel.And to declare God's punishment for what they did.
第一部分可以讲是上帝谴责这个以色列的罪，同埋宣告神嗰个嘅审判。
And the second part is mainly preached after the fall of Judah.
第二部分是主要是犹大沦亡之后去到宣讲的。
So the prophets began to declare God's comfort and promise to the Israel who were in despair.
先知开始去到宣讲，同埋去到发一个安慰同埋一个应许嘅信息。
That God will not forsake His people forever.
个信息系神唔会永远嘅去到忘记佢哋。
So the Israel eventually be revived and returned to their homes to rebuild their homeland.
终有一日，神会将以色列人带翻去嗰度重建佢哋嘅家园。
The message in the last two chapters, chapter 47 and 48, are related to the temple.
喺最尾嘅呢一两章嘅经文咧，系关于圣殿。
So when people is prepared to worship God, God's blessings flow from the temple.
当人预备好去敬拜神的时候，神的祝福就流到去他们的当中。
So the first two verses are full of God's abundant grace.
头嗰两节咧系充满着神嗰个嘅恩典。
Starting from the source of water that nourish the whole earth.
从呢个嘅水源开始咧， 直至到整個嘅地都係被著滋潤。
Wherever the water passes, it brings healing and abundance.
水流到去邊一度，亦都將呢個豐富嘅祝福咧流到去嗰度。
So the entire environment has to be completely restored.
整個嘅環境都要完完全全嘅被更新。
Dear brothers and sisters,
親愛弟兄姊妹。
What the resurrected Lord brings to us today is nourishment for our lives.
呢一個我哋嘅復活嘅主帶俾我哋今日嘅係一個嘅生命嗰個更新。
So whatever our situation is, we may be fruitful in the Lord as when we are willing to get closer to Him.
所以無論我哋喺乜嘢嘅境況，我哋願意去親近佢嘅時候咧，我哋都係會有一個嘅結果子嘅人生。
And our life will never dry up.
我哋嘅生命亦都唔會去枯乾。
So the first important aspect of life to no longer wither is to know the source of my riches, our Lord Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord.
所以呢個復活唔再枯乾嘅生命，第一方面好重要嘅咧，就係我哋要認識呢個生命嘅源頭，我哋復活嘅主。
In verse 1-3 it says,
經文一至三節咁講。
The man brought me back to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water.That was ankle deep.
佢個意象係咁樣嘅，佢帶我回到呢個殿門，見殿嘅門檻下咧有水往東流出，呢個殿咧係朝向呢個東面。從水呢個水咧從檻下由殿嘅右邊喺祭壇嘅南邊咧往下流。佢帶我出到呢個北門，又領我到呢個外邊轉到朝東嘅外門，見水從右邊流出。佢手拿著呢個準繩往東面出去嘅時候咧。量咗1,000爪，使我淌過水，水咧去到呢一個嘅爪子骨、蛙子骨。
So why is the gate of the temple facing east？
啊，點解呢一個殿嘅門係向東咧
？And why is the water all also flowing east？
點解呢個水又向著東流咧
？So why is everything going east？
點解一切嘅嘢都向著東嚟到去流咧
？It has a symbolic meaning。
原來一個好象徵性嘅意義當中。
East is pointing to a new day.
東就係指向一個新嘅一日。
The sun rises from the east.
太陽從東而起。
And the day of the world begin in the east.
呢個地嘅創造係向著東嚟到開始。
Therefore, a symbol of a new day, the river brings new beginning for everyone and everything on earth.
所以就象徵著新嘅一日，帶著一個新嘅開始俾每一個人一切嘅事。
So the scripture says that the source of the river is hidden under the threshold of the temple.
经文话俾我哋听，呢一个嘅呢个水源系隐藏喺呢个殿嘅门槛之下。
That means the water is flowing from the secret place of the temple.
咁就系呢个意思系个殿呢个水咧系从一个隐藏嘅地方从呢个殿里边流出嚟嘅。
You know that God once said to the that the sanctuary is where His throne is.
我哋知道神講到呢一個佢嘅寶座就係佢呢一個嘅殿嘅裏邊。
Where His glory and His presence are，
佢嘅榮耀同埋佢嘅同在嘅地方。
The source of our entire blessings come from God。
我哋所有嘅祝福係源於我哋嘅神。
Also through Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection，
亦都係藉著主耶穌嗰個嘅死同復活嘅當中。
He is now sitting on the throne of God, on the throne of God, full of glory.
我哋嘅主而家係坐喺神嘅寶座當中，充滿著榮耀。
And He will give the blessings to those who believe in Him through the Holy Spirit.
而佢係要祝福每一位去到認識佢，去到嚟到佢面前嘅。
And He wants the church to serve as a life-giving channel.
佢亦都要佢嘅教會成為一個流出生命嘅一個管道。
Through which he will manifest himself.
佢要藉著教會嚟到彰顯佢嘅自己。
Just as Paul says in Ephesians 3:21.
保羅喺以弗所書3:21咁講。
I hope that God will receive glory through Jesus Christ in the church.
但願神在教會中藉著基督耶穌得著榮耀。
So the world can know the great saving power of our Lord Jesus Christ as through the good testimony of the church.
世界能够藉着教会嗰个嘅见证，能够睇得到神嗰个拯救嘅大能。
So in verse 3, when the angel measures 1,000 cubits, this is about 1,750 feet. The water deepens.
咁咧喺第三节里边，当天使一量一千爪，即系大概咧1,750尺嘅时候咧，啲水越嚟越深。
Then after that, the angel measures 4 more times, resulting in a river too deep to walk through.
当天使一量再量嘅时候，量咗四次嘅时候咧，这个水慢慢咧系深到唔能够再过啦。
So here the waters refer to the source of life, just as John 7:37 mentioned.
就好似约翰福音7:37咁，这个水系代表着呢个生命嘅源头。
And the deep water indicates that more and more people have eternal life by God's grace.
这个嘅深水系代表着越嚟越多人咧系能够得到神嗰个恩典，得着呢个永恒嘅生命。
And God's kingdom is expanded.
神嘅国一路嘅扩展。
So Ezekiel saw a river flowing from the temple to the east.
当以西结睇到呢条河系从呢个殿里边咧去到流出嚟，向着东流。
Initially, as a trickle.
一开始的时候很慢的很少的水
and gradually becoming a big river flowing.
但慢慢慢慢流到一条河这样
It says trees grow along the banks of the river.
这个树是从两旁的去到生长
So water that reaches the ankles.
这个水呢去到这个脚眼那里
The knee and waist.
去到膝头哥去到腰的当中
Getting deeper and deeper.
越来越深
Tells us that our spiritual growthIt's a step-by-step process.
佢话俾我哋听，原来属命、生命嘅成长系一步一步嘅。
There's no shortcut.
系绝对冇捷径。
The Bible often use physical objects to inspire spiritual lessons.
圣经咧常常用一啲嘅实物嚟到教导我哋呢个属灵嘅功课。
Just as it says, the water first flows slowly.
呢个水开始嘅时候系慢慢流嘅。
And then faster and greater.
但系越嚟越快，越嚟越大
，flowing into the desert，
流到去呢一个沙漠嘅当中
，and become an enormous river，
成为一条极大嘅河流。
In the same way, the Israelites were first to accept the covenants of blessings。
同样嘅，以色列人系开始立约，得到呢个立约嘅福气
，resulting in grace flowing out more and more，
亦都得到呢个福气咧，慢慢嘅系流出去
，until this blessing filled the whole world。
直照呢个祝福系流到整个世界嘅当中。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives，
藉着神喺我哋生命里边嘅工作
，He is able to continually flow from the living water of life to nourish those around us who do not know the Lord。
我哋咧渴望神咧喺我哋藉着我哋嘅生命嘅工作咧，一路将呢个水流到去嗰啲唔认识上帝嘅人嘅当中
，That they can receive the source of the living water，
好让佢哋都得到呢一个水活水嘅源头。
Today, may each one of us live out the good testimony of the Lord.
今日但愿我哋咧，每一个人都系活出呢一个好嘅见证。
So that we can nourish the people around us.
好让我哋成为我哋身边嘅人嘅一个嘅滋润。
The second aspect of life to no longer wither is the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋第二方面呢个复活唔再枯干嘅生命咧，就系咧因为主耶稣复活嘅生命。
And that standing water can become living water.
佢呢个复活嘅生命，你个死嘅水都能够变为一个活水。
In verse 8 it says,
第八节咁讲。
He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Araba, where it enters the Dead Sea. When it empties into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh."
他对我说，这水往东流去，必去到阿拉巴，直到海。所发出来的水必流入盐海，使水变甜。
So the eastern region refers to the Jordan River Valley.
咁咧，呢个东边嘅地方咧，系讲紧呢个约旦河嘅河谷嗰度。
North of the Dead Sea.
喺呢一个嘅死海嘅北部。
Of note here is that a wide and deep basin formed in the Jordan River Valley.
咁呢一个咧，就系讲紧呢个约旦河谷咧，成为咗一个好深嘅一个嘅盆地。
That runs through the north and south called the Araba.
咁咧，從呢個北去到南咧，叫呢個阿拉巴嘅一個地方。
It is a steep valley with a river at the bottom and water flowing into the Dead Sea。
係一個好深嘅一個嘅山峽，一個山谷咧，呢個水係流到去呢個死海嘅裏邊。
This basin is characterized by its narrowness and length.
这个盆地的特征是什么呢? 就是它是非常窄,也是很长的。
With two-thirds of the land below sea level.
有三分之二的地方都是这个水平线以下。
And the salty sea here is referred to the Dead Sea.
那个是很多盐的海的部分,我们就称之为死海。
Because about a quarter of its ingredients are salt and other minerals.
因为有四分一的成分都是盐和矿物质来的。
So the salt content of the Dead Sea is about 25%.
在这个死海里面的盐分是有25%那么多。
Which is six times that of ordinary seawater.
是比普通的盐水是六倍那么行的。
Anyone been in visit the Dead Sea before?
有没有去过这个死海呢?
Raise your hand.
有的，可以举手。
Okay. It's easier to float than to stand.
那你在那里浮在那里就容易过站在那里的。
A lot of people struggle when they try to stand up again.
那可能你跌了下来想起身很困难。
People do not sink into the bottom of the sea.
人是不会沉去那个海底那里的。
And its geothermal heat is extremely high.
那个地的热是非常高。
Animals and plants cannot survive there.
这个所有的生物都不能在那里生存。
An organism that flows into the water will die.
所有的生物流到这个水里面就会自然去死的。
Hence the name the Dead Sea.
所以它叫做死海就是什么意思?
This is located about 1,296 miles below sea level.
这个就是一个1,296尺在这个水平线以下的。
The lowest point in the world.
是全世界最低的一个地点。
Due to the various sources flowing into the Dead Sea.
因为不同的水流进这个死海里面呢?
7 million tons of mineral are deposited daily.
每一天带来有700万吨的不同的矿物在里面。
With no outlet, the resulting body is left over, saturated with mineral after the water evaporates.
但因为它没有地方可以流出去,所以当水一蒸发的时候,所有矿物质就留在这个地方。
Historical research tells us that
这个研究告诉我们,
In the Bible, the Dead Sea and the surrounding area are places of judgment and war.
告诉我们, 在圣经里面说到, 死海和周边的临近的地方都是一些审判和战争的场所。
For example, because of the judgments of God, Sodom and Gomorrah were buried in the Dead Sea.
大家都记得, 所多玛、俄摩拉就在这个死海的一个地方那里。
And in order to escape Saul's pursuit, David fled to the Dead Sea area.
同样,大卫要逃离这个扫罗的追赶的时候,他也去到这个死海的地方。
But one good thing is the shepherds also found Dead Sea Scroll in the Qumran cave by the Dead Sea.
这个牧羊人也在这个困难,在死海附近困难的地方找到这个死海古卷。
This is the largest biblical archaeological find of the last century.
所以可以说是上个世纪最大的一个考古学的发现。
So in the second half of verse 8,
在第八节的第二部分呢?
Scripture says that the water of this river will flow into the salty sea, which is the Dead Sea.
经文告诉我们, 这个水是会流到这个盐海,即是死海的当中。
Making the water sweeter, it means healed.
令到这个水变甜,即是医治的意思。
Newer translation of the second half of verse 9, it says,
那有些新的翻译是第九节那里这么说,
That because the water flows here, there are many fishes there, and because the Liu River is there, the sea water is diluted, and everything can survive.
他说到,因为这个水流到当中,连这个鱼都可以在这个水里面去到生长, 因为这个盐水越来越变淡的时候,就能生命, 能够可以在里面去到存着。
Here is pointed out that in the future, the power of God will turn the Dead Sea into ordinary sea water.
这个里面去讲到,就在不久的将来,在这个将来的时候, 神的大能会将这个死海变为一个普通的海水一样。
In the place where the river water flows, the fish can survive and multiply.
在这个河水能够流到去的地方, 这个鱼就能够去到活着，并且去到繁殖。
The water of life flows out of the temple.
这个生命的水从殿里面去到流出。
Forming a river that penetrates the Dead Sea.
成为一条河，甚至乎去到这个死海当中。
It will change the wasteland into fertile soil.
它要将这个的荒土成为一个肥沃的土地。
And provide water to grow various herbs and vegetation along the river.
能够给到一个的水去到叫不同的树木来到生长。
The blessed living water will allow the poor land to bear fruit and even sweeten the Dead Sea.
这个的水不但只叫到野来到去生长，甚至乎呢这个死海都是变甜。
In verse 10 it says that from Angidai to an Igarim, it will become a place for fishermen to prosper.
在第十节里面讲到，从这个隐基底直到隐尔甲连的地方，就会成为一个渔业发展的一个地方。
At the time of Ezekiel, that was almost unimaginable.
在以西结的年代，这个简直是不可能的，难以想象的。
These two cities were on the opposite border of the Dead Sea.
这两个地方是在这个的死海的两边。
No fish can survive.
没鱼能够在当中存活。
How could it be possible?
哪有这样的可能呢？
And this is actually referring to the renewed salty sea.
其实它是讲一个更新的一个的沿海。
A region which will become rich in fish as abundant as the Mediterranean Sea.
这个地方将会是 很富庶的，好像将来这个的地中海一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, this prediction may soon be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，这个的一个预测可能很快就会成真。
At the past, the sea level of the Dead Sea has been declining.
在过往里面，这个死海的这个水位是越来越去下降。
Dropping about 3 meters every 10 years.
每十年就降三米。
When we drove along the highway, we can see a couple marks. The Dead sea level is supposed to be there.Many years ago,
当你去咗去个海岸嗰度一路揸嘅时候，你会睇到好多嘅水痕，就系原来呢个死海以前嗰个水位。
But now the sea level was quite low.
而家嘅水位已经系越嚟越低。
The Israel government plans to transport the water of the Red Sea into the Dead Sea in the future.
而呢一个嘅以色列嘅政府正系决定将呢个水从呢个红海里边咧，去到带到去引到去呢个死海里边。
If this is done, the solidity of the Dead Sea water will be diluted.
如果真系咁做嘅时候，呢个死海嗰个盐分咧系会越嚟越去沟淡
，allowing fish and other creatures to survive and reproduce.
甚至乎咧，呢一个嘅生物可以里边去到生长，去到繁殖。
Just like the Bible predicted, the Dead Sea will become a living sea.
就好似圣经里面预测呢个死海会成为一个活嘅海。
In any case, what we can be sure of.
无论是怎样，我们可以肯定的。
It says salvation comes only from God.
就是救恩是从神而来。
Through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
藉着主耶稣那个的救恩。
God made the whole universe and mankind alive again.
神令到整个的世界，整个的人类再一次有生命。
And even the earth will be restored.
甚至地是会再被重建。
And the river of life, And it's like the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个生命的河就好像主耶稣的宝血一样
giving life.
给到我们有生命
Because Jesus Christ bore the sin of the world on the cross.
因为主耶稣在这个十字架里面孭担着承担着这个的罪
He is the only God that can give the living water of life.
他就是唯一一位神可以将这个生命给到我们
Today the greatest need in the world is the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
今天在这个世界上最大的需要是一个复活的主。
We don't need more wisdom or talent.
我们不需要更多的智慧或者这个能力。
But a resurrected life from Him.
但我们需要的是神那个复活的生命。
This life is a rich and true spiritual life.
这个生命是一个真的，是一个属灵的生命。
A life that is eternal with the Father in heaven.
这个是能够与天父同在的永恒的一个生命。
Today, the river of life is flowing out.From the cross,
今日呢一个嘅呢个活水就从呢个十字架里边流出嚟
，floating more and more deeper and deeper.
係越嚟越多，越嚟越深。
Turning the desert into a fertile land.
將呢個沙漠變為一個肥沃嘅土地。
The power of the gospel is on the land.
呢個福音嘅大能就係咁犀利。
On the island and in countless areas.
喺呢個地上，喺呢個嘅海島上，喺唔同嘅地方裏邊。
The effect of salvation is like a river.
呢一個嘅水这个河流嗰个嘅功效就好似咧一个河咁样。
It is, and this is irrigated everywhere.
呢个救恩系咧去到每一个地方去到灌溉着。
When we are willing to come close to the Lord,
当我哋愿意嚟到神面前
，our life will not wither.
我哋嘅生命就不会被枯干
，but will nourish others.
而系可以去到滋润我哋身边嘅人。
So the first aspect of life is the choice of our life, which is to bear new fruits.
第三方面係咧，就係我哋嘅生命，我哋嘅選擇要結出呢個新嘅果子。
In verse 11 and 12, it says,
喺十一十二節咁講。
But the swamp and marshes will not become fresh; they will be left for salt. Fruit tree of all kind will grow on both banks of the river. And the leaf will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing.
十一十二節咁講，只是泥泞之地和洼濕之處咧，不得治好，必為鹽地。在河這邊與那邊嘅岸上，必生長各種嘅樹木。其果可作食物，葉子不枯乾，果子不斷絕，每月必結新果子，因為這水是從聖所流出來的。樹上的果子必作食物，葉子乃為治病。
These two verses point out that there are two places that cannot be healed.
這兩節裡面講到有兩個地方是不能夠被醫治的。
One is the damned swampland.
一個就是一個沼澤，這個洼濕之處。
The second is the marshes, the muddy land.
第二個就係呢一個嘅泥泞之地。
These places are all located on the shore of the Dead Sea。
呢啲地方喺呢個死海附近裏邊咧，我哋可以揾到。
Because the water of life does not flow there, it is still a salty land。
因為呢個嘅活水冇流到去嗰度，嗰度就仍然係一個嘅鹽地。
They feel that although they are not as good as the river，
佢哋感覺佢雖然冇呢一個嘅河咁好。
They are not as bad as the dry land.
但又冇呢啲乾地咁差喎。
Although not as rich as the ocean, they are not as lifeless as the Dead Sea.
雖然咧冇呢一個嘅海洋咁美好，但係咧又冇呢一個嘅死海咁死喎。
In fact, this symbolizes someone who is proud and full of self-satisfaction.
其實呢個係象徵住一啲嘅人，佢嘅心裏邊咧係好多嘅一個嘅自滿喺當中。
They reject God's grace and never repent.
佢哋拒絕神嗰個恩典，唔願意嘅去到悔改。
Today there's so many people who feel that they are more than adequate.
今日仍然有好多人佢覺得佢都 OK 啦。
And they have more than enough to be satisfied.
亦都好滿意啦。
This kind of people has no hope and cannot be healed.
咁樣嘅心態係冇盼望。係唔能夠被醫治。
Similarly, many Christians have the same mentality.
同樣嘅，甚至有好多嘅信徒都係有咁樣嘅心態。
If they are self-satisfied, they will no longer pursue spiritual growth.
當佢自以為滿足嘅時候，佢嘅屬靈生命就一路嘅唔能夠成長。
I pray that we will not be like the swamp or marsh.
我禱告係我哋唔會去成為呢一啲嘅泥泞之地或者呢個洼濕之處。
We cannot be satisfied with our present spiritual stages.
我哋唔能够为咗我哋而家嘅属灵境况嚟到去自以满足。
Do not be a self-righteous person.
唔好成为一个自以嘅人。
But strive to pursue deeper life.
但系我哋要努力嘅进入去更深嘅生命里。
So that the living water in us will flow out and nourish others.
所以让我哋呢个嘅活水能够藉着我哋嘅生命。去流到我哋身边嘅人里边。
Dear brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，God is the only source of life。
神系唯一 嘅呢一個嘅生命嘅源頭。
Abundant and healing
係好豐足嘅，係醫治嘅。
God's redemption is full of grace
神嘅拯救係充滿著恩典。
As rich as the Garden of Eden in Genesis
就好似創世記嘅伊甸園一樣。
In verse 9 and 12 it says
第九、第十二節咁講。
Where the river goes, all the animals that breed will live.
这个河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活。
On the banks of the river and on the other side, all kinds of trees will grow.
在河的这边和那边的岸上，各种的树都会生长。
The fruits can be used as food and their leaves for healing.
这个果子可以作食物，这个叶子可以作为一个医治。
If you do not dry off,The fruit will never stop.
如果你唔去枯乾嘅時候，呢個果子係唔會停嘅。
Every month, new fruit will be born because this water is flowing from the sanctuary.
每一個月新嘅果子會流出嚟，因為呢個水活水係從殿裏邊流出嚟。
The tree on both sides of the river, because of the nourishment of living water, will bear fruit every month.
河嘅兩岸要生出呢個樹，因為呢一個嘅活水。是要结出新的果子。
And the roots of the tree are deeply rooted in the land by the river.
这个的树的根也是深深的去藏在这个的两岸的当中。
They are invisible to people.
是看不到的。
But they absorb water and turn into nutrients.
但是吸取这个的水是成为一个的养分。
The most important is producing good fruits.
是更加重要的，是他要建立这个果子。
This is symbolic of God's return to Israel.
这个就是象征着神回来去到以色列的当中。
Giving his blessing and salvation.
给到他祝福，给到他救恩。
At the same time,
是同时，
it also means that the Holy Spirit will guide the life of all believers.
也都是象征着圣灵是要引导每一个的信徒。
Today, God's power and presenceto give new life to the people who believe and accept the resurrected Lord Jesus as their Savior.
今日神嘅能力同埋计划系要俾一个新嘅生命去每一个相信佢嘅信徒。
When we accept, our choice in life will be to bear new fruit.
当我哋去接受嘅时候，我哋嘅生命嘅选择就系结出呢个新嘅果子。
These new fruits are the obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这些新的果子就是我们愿意去到信服在这个圣灵的带领当中。
Where our lives are transformed,
我们的生命是会藉着这样得着改变。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit can be produced.
属圣灵的果子就会这样去生产出来。
These fruits are naturally revealed in this resurrected life.
这些果子是在我们的复活的生命里面慢慢地去结出来。
They cannot be imitated or made.
这个不是可以去怎样模仿或者制造出来的。
Only the spiritual life that is resurrected in this way will not wither.
只有是这样的复活的生命的属灵生命才是不会枯干。
Dear brothers and sisters, whatever our situation right now is,
弟兄姊妹无论我们今天的境况是怎样，
either we are burnout or we are tired,
可能我们很疲倦。
This message once again reminds each one of us.
这段的经文再一次提醒我们每一位，
We need to get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要来到去亲近我们的主。
And our life will not be dried up.
我们的生命就不至于枯干。
Just like that, see too many input without outlet, it will dry up.
就好像死海一样，很多的水流到当中，但是它没有地方去流出的时候，它反而会枯干。
Just have only outlet withoutour spiritual life, our growth in our spiritual life, it will dry up.
只是有流出，但是又没有一个生命去到更新的时候，亦都会去枯干。
Either one is not healthy.
每任何一样都是不健康。
We need input and we need output.
我们需要从神来那里有生命去到入，但我们都要出去。
This morning, as we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection,
今日嘅早晨，我哋系庆祝主耶稣嘅复活。
May each one of us have a heart and also have a willing to have input and also output.
但愿我哋嘅心 願意嘅去接受，亦都願意去到付出。
So that our life will not be like the Dead Sea.
好讓我哋生命唔會似呢個死海一樣。
But just like a living water that can nourish others.
而係像一個嘅活水，能夠滋潤我哋身邊嘅人。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊低頭祈禱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are our Lord and Savior.
我哋嘅主，我哋感謝你。你係我哋嘅主，你係我哋嘅救主。
You are the risen Lord.
你係呢個復活嘅主。
Thank you for dying for us on the cross.
我哋感謝你，你喺十字架裏面為我哋而死。
And thank you for your resurrection.
我哋感謝你嘅復活。
So that we know that what we are believing is a living God.
我哋知道我哋所信嘅系一个活活嘅活生生嘅上帝。
Help each one of us to be willing to have to grow in spiritually every day。
帮助我哋系有一个愿意嘅心，每一日嘅成长。
Help us to our heart that we get to know you better and get closer to you every day。
帮助我哋嘅心系每一日嘅更深嘅认识你。
So that our life will no longer wither。
帮助我哋，好让我哋嘅生命系不至于枯干。
Thank you in Jesus Christ's name, I pray.
我哋感谢你，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
'Would you stand with us, please? Let's continue to worship our Lord.'